This is Northern Illinois Skywarn Net Control. Please stand by.
This is the WX9 MCS repeated. Roxy.
Okay, stand by for condition status change. At 8 a.m., net control, Northern Illinois Skywarn. Again, net controls are needed today, please. Please contact me. I am bringing the net into informational mode. There's no warnings or watches in effect for our area. However, a slight risk for severe weather exists. Radar is currently showing obvious precipitation near Dubuque. Moving our way, I'm not expecting anything severe to come of that. We monitoring the repeater in case severe weather develops. The repeater is open for normal amateur traffic. The reason for the condition green is because we are in a slight risk for severe weather today. Great. Slight risk for severe weather. 2% tornado, 15% wind, 15% hail. An updated flight risk should be coming out here shortly. However, in the meantime, I will be reading the hazardous weather outlook, which consists of... Hazardous weather outlook, 4:24 a.m. Thunderstorms may produce winds to 60 miles per hour, hail to quarter size, and lightning. There is a chance for severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening, mainly north of a line from LaSalle to Gary. Thunderstorms will become likely overnight, so the severe threat will diminish at that time. A warm front lifting north across the area today. Most of the thunderstorm activity is expected to remain north of the Illinois and Wisconsin state line. That's this morning. However, there is a chance that a few thunderstorms may develop farther south. Thunderstorms developing in the environment will support severe weather, primarily strong winds and large hail. Showers and thunderstorms, fire activation is possible this afternoon and evening. So we're looking at an afternoon and evening event, so please be aware. This is Canon TSU, clear.
Attention, severe thunderstorm, warning. National Weather Service in the Quad Cities has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Northern Joe Davies County, Northwest Illinois, Northwestern Stevenson County, Northwest Illinois, until 9:30 a.m. At 8:30 a.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Galena and moving east at 45 miles per hour. Hazard, quarter-size hail and 60 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles as expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding entries. Locations impacted include Council Hill, Elizabeth, Scales Mount, Chaffville, Woodbine, Apple River, Stockton, Warren, Nora, Lena, Winslow, Rudden, Galena Territory, Guilford, Apple Canyon Lake, Apple River Canyon State Park, Wadhams Grove, Lake Lackawanna State Park, McConnell and Red Oak. Other locations affected include Elizabeth Fairgrounds, Joe Davies County Fairgrounds and Canyon Camp. Prepare immediately for large hail and deadly cloud-to-ground lightning. Seek shelter inside a well-built structure. Stay away from windows.
WX9MCS repeater.
Engine
condition.
Standby. Standby for weather warning update information from Northern Illinois Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for counties to our west. Stevenson County is under a severe thunderstorm warning at this time. This warning will likely clip into Green Rock Counties, Wisconsin. We'll update the condition yellow if it does move into Winnebago, or red if needed. Please allow breaks between any and all transmissions for Skywarn to break in. K9 K9 TSU. I am unavailable at this time. Other net control operators will be taking in. K9 TSU, clear. To make an MCS.
TSU, KC9 LQB for a quickie.
Go.
The Haskell test is also today. If you guys have to break in, go ahead.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it as usual. K9 TSU, have a good one.
K9 LQB, clear.
Severe thunderstorm. Warning. WX9MCS repeater.
Good morning. 9 o'clock. This is the WX9MCS repeater.
Here is a risk for severe weather. An alert for changing conditions.
Attention. Severe thunderstorm. Warning. Severe thunderstorm. Warning. WX9MCS.
The National Weather Service.
Sky warn. Condition. Yellow.
KC9FQR currently going to a condition yellow. Due to a third-party report, granted we don't normally do third-party reports, but Sir Vince, K9TSU of half dollar size hail in Stevenson County.
Condition yellow.
Control KC9TQB.
TQB, go ahead.
Condition yellow. Condition yellow.
I'm sorry, I couldn't make you out on most of that one. Just asked something. The only thing I heard about that transmission was Stevenson County.
Condition yellow.
Sorry about that. You said that was just for Stevenson County, right?
QFO, yes.
Condition yellow.
Copy that, I'll be monitoring and available all day.
Condition yellow.
KC9FQR, I need just a moment to fix that.
Condition yellow. Condition yellow.
KC9SQR, still holding condition yellow, I just don't need it announced every 10 seconds.
Well, this is KC9TQP, and I'm sorry for running a little bit ago. I just was letting you know that I'll be available all day. I got the HD with me, and I'm going to be home, so I'll let you guys know that. So anyway, I'll be clear and monitoring KC9TQP.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. KC9TCR, KC9TCR, Jimmy, how you doing out there? And let me know how you doing.
Control, this is AK9F.
AK9F, go ahead.
I am monitoring. I'll have my HT on and be available if needed.
Okay, thank you very much. I've got you checked in and standing by.
I also have APRS on my radio giving my call, so you'll be seeing that too.
Okay, thank you very much. I made note of that. Next year, check in. KC9GCR, KC9GCR, KC9FQR. You out there, Jimmy?
Go ahead, Will.
I'm just wondering how you're doing out there. Well, considering the main focus of attention is in Stevenson County and Freeport.
Okay, Will, about 5-10 minutes ago, we had a very heavy storm go through it. The gusty, very strong wind. We briefly lost power. and we got three different locations here in the town. There are wires down and the trees down.
Okay, thank you very much. Just mainly wondering how you're doing and how things were going over there.
Thank you very much. It's all but quit here. So, okay. KCRP Sheriff, report back to that.
That.
Okay, do I have any other spotters that are west of Rockford and Winnebago County that are able to spot this storm?
This is KC9SQR, Net Control, Northern Illinois Skywarn. I'm looking for any spotters that may have eyes on this storm in Stevenson County in Freeport. Looking for any spotters that may have eyes on this and can notify me as to what's going on.
You see that else? You'll be in Mobile monitoring.
Hey, Joe. Just got a standby, not going, well, kind of standby yellowish. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. Going on in Stevenson County, but I guess things are a little hairy over there right now.
KC9LPD, yes, I know I was over at Rockford Memorial for the radio test, and we were monitoring. I'm just pulling out of the parking lot right now, going towards back to my 20.
KC9FOC, KC9SQR.
Attention, severe thunderstorm. Warning.
The National Weather Service in Chicago has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Boone County in north central Illinois, Winnebago County in north central Illinois until 10:30 a.m. At 9:30 a.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Dakota and moving east at 45 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs. Siding entries. The severe thunderstorm will be near Durand and Pecatonic at around 9:40 a.m. McChesney Park and Drogden around 10 o'clock a.m. Roscoe around 10:05 a.m. Poplar Grove around 10:15 a.m. Cabrin around 10:20 a.m. Other locations affected, Boone County Fairgrounds, Rock Top State Park, Rock Valley College, Rockford River Hawks Baseball, Rockford Speedway, Winnebago County Fairgrounds. Prepare immediately for large hail and damaging winds. People outside should move to a shelter, inside a strong building, and away from windows.
WX9MCS repeater.
KC9FOC, KC9SQR.
SQR, were you calling FOC? I was busy.
Yes, you were actually calling for me right before the weather radio went off. I was just coming back to you. What's up?
Well, we copied on the weather radio earlier that they canceled the alert in Stevenson County, but now we've got the Winnebago County going till 10:30.
Oh, right on. I appreciate the update. Yeah, and I'm really not sure what that was earlier. That was definitely a glitch. Because it worked fine this time around. Hey, this is KC9SQR. Going to ask if out there that would like to check in at this time. Hey, this is KC9SQR. Stay tuned for further updates or activation.
However, you need not be a member of Northern Illinois Skywarn to submit reports, but you must be a trained weather spotter as outlined by the KLOC Weather Office. This is KC9SQR. We're in condition yellow because of current warnings. And all spotters who plan on going mobile should call that control if and when you deploy. If anyone needs radar information, please call that control. This is KC9SQR operating for Northern Illinois Skywarn at 9:38 a.m. and standby mode condition yellow.
KC9SQR, W3BUB.
BUB, go ahead. W3BUB, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on my couch, which doesn't get my HT, so if I need to call you, I'll have to run upstairs, but I got the weather radar up too here, and I'll be listening on the HT otherwise.
That.
Okay, thank you very much. I have you checked in as a standby. Still waiting for things to really pick up before we go full active. Other than that, I guess we'll continue standing by. This is KC9FQR, not control.
W3BB, clear monitor. Control KC9TQP.
TQP, go ahead.
Go ahead and check me into the NIAS net.
Two stations there. Who is the other one?
Sorry, I must have doubled. This is KC9OJP.
Okay, KC9OJP. I've got you checked in as a standby status as well. And KC9TPP, go ahead. Unfortunately, you're not making it from your current location. Please try to take a few steps in any direction and try again.
Sorry about that. Maybe this will work here. I know I didn't formally check in, but go ahead and check me in. I'll be on here all day, KC9TQP.
Right on. I had you checked in as standing by. KC9FQR, just received an update online that the severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for East Central Stevenson County until 10 a.m. 9:39 a.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Rydot and moving east at 45 miles an hour. Hazard is half dollar size hail and 70 mile an hour wind gust. Source, trained weather spotters. Impact, hail, damage to vehicles is expected. Expect considerable tree damage. Wind damage is also likely to mobile homes, roofs, and buildings. Locations impacted include Lake Somerset. Prepare immediately for large hail and damaging winds. People outside should move to a shelter inside a strong building and stay away from windows. KC9FQR. KG9SF, what's up? Go ahead.
Yeah, location is 1 mile east of Rockford Airport, down along the Kishwaukee River, and we've just had quarter-size hail down here. Lasted for about a minute and a half to 2 minutes, quite severe. It's over now, but the hail was really, really very strong for a while.
Okay, thank you. And the time that happened was approximately just a couple minutes ago, I'm assuming?
Yeah, that was just a couple of minutes ago.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll be relaying that just momentarily.
Net control from K9JBP.
JPP, go ahead, KC9SQR.
Hey, well, location is my house. Event is hail, quarter size, and severe. KC9SQR, did you copy?
Yes, I copy. I'm on the phone with the National Weather Service right now.
Okay, it just ended. K9JPP.
Severe thunderstorm. Warning. WX9MCS. Repeater.
C9SQR. KC9LQB.
LQB, go ahead.
Severe heavy rain, light hail, Charles and 20th.
Okay, all three reports have been relayed to the National Weather Service. I have just now hung up with them, KC9SQR, and I am now 100% dedicated to the radio again. And I just want to make sure everyone that I've got checked in is doing okay. W3BUV, how you doing? Couldn't make any audio on that. I'm assuming you've got your HT. If you can, take a step in, or two in any direction and try again.
Net control from N9WEY.
WEY, go ahead.
Hail report, Alpine, Newburgh. Multiple P size and up to nickel size.
Okay, could I have that call sign one more time, please?
N9WEY, November 9, Whiskey Echo Yankee.
Okay, N9WEY, hail report, Alpine and Newburgh. 952, thank you very much. Okay, W3BUV, actually you could make out that time a little bit, which tells me you're doing okay. Are you doing alright out there?
I'm doing fine, and you don't need to check in until I get until the storm gets to the east side of Belvedere.
Alright, good deal. Thank you very much for coming back. KC9OJP, how you doing out there?
Just getting ready to report, because I can't hear anything. I've got heavy nickel-sized hail currently. Otherwise, we're okay.
Okay, heavy nickel-sized hail. At, could you give me an approximate location of that, please?
Newburgh and Arnold.
Okay, thank you very much. KG9SF, Scott, how you doing out there?
We're doing okay. Everything is calm here now. It appears to have passed us by just based on the fact that I don't hear any wind, rain, or hail.
Right on. Thanks for the update, and I appreciate you coming back. It's good to know you're doing all right. K9GPP, Joe, how you doing out there?
Doing fine, just a bunch of hail in the yard, it's kind of funny. But doing fine, K9GPP.
Alright, good to know. You know, I keep looking outside, and I'm not too far away from most of these reports. I don't see any of this. I feel kind of cheated. Darn Mother Nature. KC9LQB, Joe, how you doing out there?
KC9LQB. Report a pounding on Westland between 20th and 25th. Curb to curb, and I'm okay. Back at my QTH.
Okay, I've made a note of the pounding, Westland and 25th. Thank you very much. And I just heard from that station. Now I'm going to go to back in to a different part of the list where I haven't heard from people so often. KC9TQP, Sean, haven't heard from you in a little bit. How you doing out there?
Hi, right here in Belvedere. I'm here at the corner of State and Fairgrounds Road. Just got some light rain. Haven't seen any hail yet. Light rain and lightning. That's pretty much it.
Right on. Good to know you're all right. Of course, everyone, be safe. Excuse me. AJ9UP. Haven't heard from you in a little bit. How you doing out there? AK9F, AK9F, how you doing out there?
AK9F, over.
Yep, just doing a quick roll call, making sure everyone's doing okay and still around.
Apparently my hand mic wasn't working on this HT, right? Satan Brown Boys, light rain at this time. Very strong lightning bolts every once in a while. We just had the water tower hit down here. And I've had a number of other ones were practically deafening in terms of the thunder. Over.
Oh, well, definitely be safe out there. Not really much to do about lightning other than, I guess, stay in the vehicle. do the best you can to be safe, and thanks for letting me know how you're doing. Jimmy, KC9GCR, how you doing out there? Right on. Good to know you're doing all right out there, Jimmy, and I've got you checked out at 9:56. I appreciate everything you do out there for us, Jimmy.
APQ.
I missed half of that call sign. Station, come back again, please.
This is WD9APQ, Whiskey Delta 9, Alpha Papa Quebec. I'm over here. My whole deck is covered with gusty winds and...
Okay, made out most of that, WD9APQ, with the hail report.
Hey, you got it there. Thanks.
Alright, could you come back with a location one more time for me, please?
Yeah, I'm behind, you know, that's on Eaton. Behind this, about, blocks from Paris.
Thank you very much. TQP, go ahead. And Sean, I couldn't make you out on that one. You want to come back one more time, please?
Good morning, 10 o'clock. This is the WX9 MCS repeater. Roxy, next.
KC9SQR, 9MCS.
Sean, I even just tried calling you. I'm not able to make you out. You're not making the repeater at this time.
Oh, are you hearing me? In 9MCS.
Eric, go ahead. What's up?
I already reported it to Weather Service. I grabbed three of the largest hailstones I could find out in my driveway. Two of them were 1 inch. One was 1.25 inches.
Wow, I'll have to relay that here in just a moment. You weren't making it until that very last transmission. Sean, go ahead again.
He's keying up over the system, Will, and 9MCS. They're actually causing interference right now, and 9MCS.
Yeah, I know. I was just trying my best to not acknowledge it on the air. Sean, I just cannot pass any audio. You're going to have to call me.
DWP.
DWP, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in Poplar Grove, Beaverton, on 170. Moderate rain. Reasonable. Pretty good cloud to ground lightning. Other than that, nothing to report at this time.
Appreciate that very much. Cloud to ground lightning and heavy rain at this time. 59 DWP, KC9SQR.
KC9SQR, KC9TGP. I've moved my location. I'm clear now. Can you hear me?
Now you're making it. What's up?
The hailstone falling in front of you at the present moment, just size larger than nickel sized hail. We got nickel and a little bit larger. In Western Belvedere at the current time.
Okay, between nickel and quarter-sized hail and Western Belvedere at this time. Thank you very much, Sean. Alright, and what was the measurement on that hail again, Eric?
Severe thunderstorm, warning WX9MCS repeater.
And 9MCS, KC9SQR. What were those measurements on those hailstones again, Eric? KC9SQR standing by.
Vince, I think you're trying to get a hold of me. K9TSU, N9MCS.
I haven't heard him on here for a minute, Eric.
I just got a phone call. Somebody said somebody's trying to get me so they could relay their stuff. I've already relayed those reports to the Weather Service about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, right on. I was actually just calling for you back here on the air, wondering what those measurements were just for the net control log.
Because I did copy that you reported them. I just wanted them for the log.
I got three hailstones. Two of them were 1-inch diameter. One was 1 1/4.
That's impressive. I'm actually just now beginning to get some hail at my home QTH here, KC9FQR.
That hail came here through 20 minutes ago, so they're getting a second round of hail now. All right, I'm going to go check this out again. I'll be away from the radio in 9MCS.
Yeah, these are large hailstones, and I think I just lost a window.
KC9SQR, KC9FOC.
FOC, go ahead. FOC, go ahead, KC9FQR.
KC9SQR, KC9FOC.
FOC, go ahead. KC9FQR, audio test.
Hey, can you hear?
KC9FQR, audio test.
I hear you fine, SQR.
I am currently experiencing extremely heavy hail at this time.
KC9LQB, same size hail, 25th and Westland.
Dime size hail, 25th and Wesley, and QSL.
KC9FOC, extreme half to 3/4 inch hail at RMH, covering the ground.
Half to quarter, 3/4 inch hail covering the ground. I'm experiencing about the same here at my home. I am currently calling National Weather Service to relay.
Right now, I hear the roar of the hail coming, and now the hail is now hitting my house.
Okay, and if there are a bunch of stations attempting to call the National Weather Service, please stop. I cannot get through.
Net control, KC9OJP.
OJP, go ahead.
Will the have a net?
Nickel size heavy hail again, Arnold and Newberg.
Okay, thank you very much.
Net control from W9PAT.
Calling for net control, go ahead.
Net control from W9PAT, time 10:05, local location, IQTH, major intersection 173 and 76. P-size hail, sources myself.
Okay, 10:05, W9PAT. PAT at 173 and 76 P-size hail. Thank you very much. Were there any other stations calling for me at this time?
F9, OTC.
OTC, go ahead.
Just north of St. Anthony Hospital. Nickel-sized hail covering the ground.
Just north of St. Anthony Hospital, nickel-sized hail covering the ground in OTC. Looks real similar to what I'm looking like out there, looking at outside. I fortunately can't step away from the radio to go get a size estimate.
LQB with quarter size hail.
LQB, go ahead.
Quarter size hail, 25th and Westland.
Okay, quarter size hail at 25th and Westland, thank you. Any other reports at this time, KC9SQR?
9MCS.
MCS, go ahead.
At this time, accumulation of hail at my home QTH measured 1.5 inches.
Is that accumulation or hail size?
I have an accumulation, and the hail size is 1.5 inches.
I just want to make sure I know what I'm writing down. Is the accumulation or the size 1.5 inches?
One more time, 1.5 inch diameter hail.
Assuming
coming down at this time.
Okay, that's what I was looking for, 1.5 inch, thank you.
1.75 inch diameter hail, N9FCS home QTH at this time measured.
Okay, I'm attempting to relay that at this time and adjusted that to 1.75 inch.
So you need me to relay?
I've got it.
Net control, KC9WML.
WML, go ahead.
I want to report about 1/2 inch size hail in Cherry here in Winnipeg. It is make some difference on my deck.
A reportable criteria has been relayed to the National Weather Service at this time. Do I have anyone else that would like to report anything currently? AI-9R, go ahead.
That's AI-9R, I'm down in Harrison, calling in Colorado. We got pretty close to quarter size hail down here, just went through.
Okay, thank you very much. And previous station, you are very weak into the system. If you can improve your location or increase your power and try again, please feel free to try again.
KC9 WML.
WML, go ahead.
1018, location Cherry Valley, home area. We have 1/2 inch hail. It is now covering our yards and our vehicles are taking a beating right now.
That's currently, as of right this second, I am relaying that to the National Weather Service now.
Severe thunderstorm warning, WX9MCS repeater.
Yes, I can. Go ahead, Sean.
western Belvedere, we are getting heavy Tucson hail. I currently don't have a tire, I'm outdoors right now.
Right on, I've got that noted down. Thank you very much, Sean, and keep me updated.
KC9SQR, KC9LQB.
LQB, go ahead.
I just sent you a picture of the little hail over here, inch and a quarter.
Yeah, I just now got that. Thank you.
You be clear.
Station calling for SQR. Try to take a step in any direction. Try again. Noise that time. If you want to try again one more time, other than that, I can't make out. Go ahead, Sean. Okay, thank you very much. I've got that noted down in my log.
B3BUB.
BUB, go ahead.
Northeast corner of Belvedere, Lawrenceville and Bonus Avenue, 1 inch plus hail.
Okay, W3BAB, can you come back with the location on that one more time, please?
Bonus Avenue and Lawrenceville, northeast corner of Belvedere, 1 inch plus size hail. It's over a quarter, I'm not sure, I'm not going out to measure right now.
Thank you very much, and I will have that relayed here in just a moment.
Attention, severe thunderstorms, warning. National Weather Service in Chicago has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Boone County and north central Illinois, northeastern DeKalb County and north central Illinois, northern Kane County and northeast Illinois, southern McHenry County and northeast Illinois, until 11:15 a.m. At 10:25 a.m., a severe thunderstorm was located 5 miles southeast of Belvedere and moving east at 45 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and half dollar size hail. Source, trained weather spotters. Impact, hail damage to vehicles as expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding and trees. Locations impacted include Cunilla, Sleepy Hollow, Algonquin, Elgin, Carpentersville, Hampshire, Huntley, Gilberts, Lake in the Hills, West Dundee, Burlington, Pingree Grove, and Kerry. Other locations affected, Boone County Fairgrounds. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. WX9MCS repeater.
SQR from BUB.
BAB. Go ahead for SQR.
Alright, that was actual measured 1 inch hail previously, and it's cleared up now, so we're good to go here.
Thank you very much. AC9SQR for ID. Hey, out of all the stations that I currently have there at this time,
QR from W3BUB.
BUB, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to go back down on my couch with my HT, so no need to check on me. I'm looking at the radar and everything looks clear to the west. So I think this particular part of the event is over at this time, as far as I'm concerned anyway.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting after. I'm literally seconds away from just stepping down to condition green and leaving it there for a while, and basically just considering everyone checked out.
If there's anybody east of Belvedere in the Garden Prairie area just before McHenry County, that's where the storm is right now, but it should be out of there within the next 5 or 10 minutes. I'm not going to see anything unless I hear something on the scanner.
AQB, go ahead.
Currently at this time, Western Belvedere, it's starting to clear up, so I'm heading to my home QTH in southeastern Belvedere, and I'll be monitoring all day.
Alright, right on. For the moment, I'll go ahead and consider that as checked out, along with W3BUB. And in just a moment here, I'm going to go ahead and probably stand it down to a condition green.
B3BUB clear.
Okay, at this time, I'm going to go ahead and stand things down to a condition green. But before I do so, I am going to go ahead and go through a quick roll call, make sure everyone's doing all right, and check them out. You already checked out, AK9F, how you doing out there?
AK9F, go ahead, I'm fine, in a building right now, so my handheld may not be working as well for.
Oh, you're doing good, I just want to make sure you're doing alright before I go ahead and, step it down.
Sure.
Checked out, but I'm not sure, so I'm going to call for him anyway. KC9GCR, how you doing out there, Jim? KC9OJP, how you doing out there?
Assessing the damage right now. I lost my weather camera up on my roof, shattered the dome, and lost one of my weather stations. Completely shattered it.
Oh, that's no good. That's definitely no good at all. Glad to hear you're doing okay, though. I can go ahead and consider you checked out. I'm just going down the list to make sure everybody's okay before I go ahead and step it down to condition green. Thanks very much for coming back and let me know how you're doing. And I hope you don't find too many more damaged items there.
Yeah, just a little bit of an expensive storm. We'll have to see once the hail melts what the roof looks like.
Yeah, right. It's always unfortunate when Mother Nature takes our toys from us, because they're usually expensive.
Roger that.
K9 JPP.
JPP, go ahead.
Well, I know this roll call, I had a radio problem. I was in the truck and the new antenna had a bent center connector, so I had to fix it. How's my signal?
Doing great, actually. I was about to call for you here in just a minute.
Alright, well, I got Jacob's Boeing, so I'm going to check out for a bit. If it gets Nancy. I'll come back out to the truck. K9JPP.
Right on. Thanks for coming back and letting me know how you're doing. KG9SF, how you doing out there? KG9SF, Scott, are you still out there? Alright, well, we'll check with him on the other repeater. KG9LQB, how you doing out there, Joe?
Yeah, KG9LQB, we're all right, declaring right now, the hail is melting, so, we're okay, we'll be monitoring the rest of the day. KG9LQB, clear.
Right on. Yeah, in just a moment here, I'll get to go out and finally see some of that. and let's see here, N9WEY, he wasn't really checked in, just made a report, but if you're still out there, how you doing? And now I'll move on, give him a phone call. N9OTC, you still around, John?
Everything's copacetic here. Thanks a lot, N9OTC.
Alright, thanks for sticking around, and thanks for letting me know you're doing alright. I got a couple phone calls to make here as soon as I go down to condition green. At this time, that concludes our, my net for this time, and I'm going to go ahead and leave the repeater in condition green, as there is a possibility for more severe weather later on at this time. This is KC9SQR, and I will be accessing the repeater. KC9FQR, net control, returning the repeater to normal amateur use, and I will be clear at this time. KC9FQR. Pager tones, I was just attempting to reset the weather radio. KC9FQR.
Severe thunderstorm. Warning. Terminate. WX9MCS repeater.